Now turn to part four. Part four consists of two tasks. You will hear five short extracts in which some sports people are talking about their sporting successes. Look at task one. The questions 21 to 25 choose from the list A to H what each speaker regards as the key to winning in sport. Now look at task two. The questions 26 to 30 choose from the list A to H what each speaker sees their coach as. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part four. Speaker 1.
My coach has always said to me, tennis is a bit like driving. You have to think for two and be continually thinking about what's going to happen or what shot your opponent is about to play. I agree that ultimately this is what separates the champion from the also-ran. You won't catch him spouting all the psychobabble around in the sports community these days. He thinks the only kind of advice worth giving is the 2 hours sleep before midnight is worth one after midnight sort of advice that your grandmother knew. And that attitude reflects in his coaching style.
Speaker 2.
We played American football at school and our team virtually never lost. We just had some really huge guys built like brick walls and a tough reputation which we really lived up to. We really used to psych out our opponents, so they would already be in a negative frame of mind before they started, ready for a bad experience, and they'd play for damage limitation. Our coach was well aware of this, of course. He'd try to reinforce the idea in our heads that we were invincible, so we all regarded him as someone who gave us our winning edge.
Speaker 3.
There's a new idea about putting the athlete at the heart of the training process, and my coach and I very much subscribe to this. His role is to empower me to take responsibility for my development. My motivation is entirely internal. For instance, I read this book called How to Produce Champions recently. It really struck a chord with me. Basically, the author was trying to debunk the myth that being a champion is all in your genes. And his point was that a few years ago, 6 of the top 10 British gymnasts practiced at the same gym. They pushed each other on to greater things.
Speaker 4.
My coach has drummed into me that it's all about having no single drop of doubt in your brain about the great talents you were born with. For me, that's taken as read. Any serious competitor thinks that. So I'd go beyond that. I'd say it's about leaving no stone unturned. The diet must be perfect. The training must leave nothing out. And, you know, in my case, I can take my lead from my coach in this respect, because he takes the view that he can't demand from you what he doesn't show himself. Both of us are always full of ideas for training, so we can bounce them off each other.
Speaker 5.
With my team 2 years ago, there was a kind of force that drove us and bound us together. We'd do anything for each other. But right at the end of the season, injury struck, and we ended up having to settle for second place. Last year, we were on a losing streak until injuries hit our top rivals. And after that, fortune continued to favour us, and we just kept on winning matches that we had no right to win. Our coach also helped. I'll never forget the game where he took off 2 defenders and brought on 2 attackers. It was a potentially disastrous strategy, but as always, it worked.
Now you will hear part four again. Speaker one.
My coach has always said to me, tennis is a bit like driving. You have to think for two and be continually thinking about what's going to happen or what shot your opponent is about to play. I agree that ultimately this is what separates the champion from the also-ran. You won't catch him spouting all the psychobabble around in the sports community these days. He thinks the only kind of advice worth giving is the 2 hours sleep before midnight is worth one after midnight sort of advice that your grandmother knew. And that attitude reflects in his coaching style.
Speaker 2.
We played American football at school and our team virtually never lost. We just had some really huge guys built like brick walls and a tough reputation which we really lived up to. We really used to psych out our opponents, so they would already be in a negative frame of mind before they started, ready for a bad experience, and they'd play for damage limitation. Our coach was well aware of this, of course. He'd try to reinforce the idea in our heads that we were invincible, so we all regarded him as someone who gave us our winning edge.
Speaker 3.
There's a new idea about putting the athlete at the heart of the training process, and my coach and I very much subscribe to this. His role is to empower me to take responsibility for my development. My motivation is entirely internal. For instance, I read this book called How to Produce Champions recently. It really struck a chord with me. Basically, the author was trying to debunk the myth that being a champion is all in your genes. And his point was that a few years ago, 6 of the top 10 British gymnasts practiced at the same gym. They pushed each other on to greater things.
Speaker 4.
My coach has drummed into me that it's all about having no single drop of doubt in your brain about the great talents you were born with. For me, that's taken as read. Any serious competitor thinks that. So I'd go beyond that. I'd say it's about leaving no stone unturned. The diet must be perfect. The training must leave nothing out. And, you know, in my case, I can take my lead from my coach in this respect, because he takes the view that he can't demand from you what he doesn't show himself. Both of us are always full of ideas for training, so we can bounce them off each other.
Speaker 5.
With my team 2 years ago, there was a kind of force that drove us and bound us together. We'd do anything for each other. But right at the end of the season, injury struck, and we ended up having to settle for second place. Last year, we were on a losing streak until injuries hit our top rivals. And after that, fortune continued to favour us, and we just kept on winning matches that we had no right to win. Our coach also helped. I'll never forget the game where he took off 2 defenders and brought on 2 attackers. It was a potentially disastrous strategy, but as always, it worked.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I shall remind you when there is 1 minute left, so that you are sure to finish in time. That is the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.